Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
This is our next home episode, and we're sitting here with Steph, and I'm Christian. We're going to be talking about brands today and knowing them, and then how that affects your relationship with your designer.
Welcome back. Thank you again for joining us. So today, like Christian said, we are going to talk about how to get the most out of working with a designer. So for me, I have spent most of my career kind of working in a facilitation role at that intersection between working with customer and company, volunteer, nonprofit, and so on. And so most of my time has been spent in the creative sphere, and I have been able to kind of watch our clients and our designers work together, and I've seen some pain points that happen during a lot of our project processes. So I thought that what better time than now to sit down with a designer and share some of the things that when you hire a designer in order to elevate your brand, redesign your website, or just give it creative life to an idea that you have, what are some things that would be really beneficial to bring to the table as you are working on this project with your designer? So, we know that any sort of design project is a really big investment for you. So, in order to get that kind of return on investment at the highest level that you can, I wanted to bring Christian on to share three different things that are really important. So, the first one is know your brand.
Yeah, so this is super important. And the way I like to look at this is the way I look at people. So every person has a personality and every person has physical features. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about a brand's personality, you're looking at how your brand comes across and how it feels. So there's some brands that are really fun and outgoing. There's some that are more minimal and modern. So knowing where you fall in that kind of category is really important for us to kind of design to fit that kind of style and keep that brand consistent.
Yeah, it's like the personality of your company.
So that's huge. Yeah. And then on the physical portion, that's where you look at, you know, what are your color schemes? What are your fonts? What's your, the different variations of your branding? What, like if you look at Nike, for example, mm-hmm. they have the swoosh and they have the word Nike. So, and they have the slogan, just do it.
Yep.
But they use it interchangeably and not always at the same time.
Yep.
So knowing those kind of different elements helps us to kind of work with your branding and create new unique pieces.
Photography, knowing the style of photography, all of those. Those are powerful tools for your designer. And when they have those, they won't just be able to make your project look good, but it will be an extension of who you are and what it is that you want to say. The second thing, know your goal. So in a 2018 study found that businesses who set goals are 429% more likely to report success than those who don't. So having goals and clear goals are so important. And why don't you just give a little bit of information about that one?
And I think that success rate is like due to the fact that once you know your goal, it's a lot easier for the designer to be able to design around that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're looking at a flyer versus a billboard, a flyer, we're going to design to be more informational and very easy to read. Whereas a billboard, we're going to make it easy to read, but now focus more on making it stand out so that when people are driving, they notice it. So again, just knowing your goal, of, you know, of whether it is to sell or whether it is to inform or to just educate, all those different objectives determine different ways we go about designing it. So the sooner you know that, the sooner it's easier for you to start working on your final copy and be able to start piecing together a really strong campaign.
Yeah. So this so when you're thinking about a goal for your project, you want to ask, what is this project going to accomplish? And then on the back end, what action do I want the audience to take? And when, again, your designer knows those things, they can create a visual experience that guides their eye to exactly what it is they need to be seeing and the action it is that they need to take. So it's a really important one. The last one that is so vital to be prepared for when you're working with a designer and you want to see a really good project come out of it is know your final copy.
Yes, and then when you know your final copy, one, we already have it up front, so it's a lot easier for us to build designs around your content, which will make the design overall more successful. And on top of that, us knowing your content also and seeing that final copy, is a form of inspiration for us, because mm-hmm. the language itself can give us, you know, ideas as to how we tackle a certain graphic or certain image that we might be looking for. So yes, the sooner that you can get your final copy written and presented, the better the outcome will be. And then when you put all those three elements together, it makes for a really, really awesome working relationship between you and the designer, because now we feel more confident designing for you, knowing that we know your brand.
Yep. And here is something about final copy. I am not a designer. I work with designers. I do not have a design eye. So I understand from the client side, when you have your final copy, but you haven't seen it actually alive. So sometimes you're tentative to give all of the final copy at once, but it's so important that you have really thought it all out. Give it to your designer. Once they design it out, there are revision processes. So you're able to tweak a little bit here and there, but to really know, like we said, your brand, your goal, that final copy, that is all going to be so vital in making sure that as designers work with you, that you have just got exactly what it is that you need. So that's it for us. Make sure you leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from designers. What are some pieces, some tools that are really helpful for you as you start a project? And then clients, what are some pieces that you would really love to be empowered with? What's some more information that you'd like to know with this process to make it easier and seamless for both sides? So leave a comment and come back for another episode later.